Thank you for calling COVID Support Line. My name is Catrice. We are currently pre-registering citizens for the vaccine. May I please have your county you live in?
Calhoun County.
Your first name?
April.
Last name?
Coburn. C-O-B-U-R-N.
B as in boy?
Yes.
O, B as in boy again?
Oh, no. C-O. I'm sorry.
Okay. C-O-B.
U-R-N.
Okay. And your phone number?
706-773-0747.
Email address?
It's my name, April Coburn, 84.
April. Oh, so it's one word?
Uh-huh. April Coburn, 84, at Gmail.
April Coburn84@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
In the county again, ma'am?
Calhoun County.
And your age?
35. 6, sorry, 36.
First name is April, last name is Coburn. Phone number is 706-773-0747. Email address is aprilcoburn84@gmail.com. County is Calhoun, age 36. Okay. Thank you for providing your information. You will be contacted once an appointment becomes available. Thank you for calling. COVID vaccine appointment.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
If what comes available?
An appointment. See what I did?
Oh, no, I wasn't calling for that.
Oh, what can I help you with?
I'm sorry. I was confused while you were asking so many questions. No, I saw the number online. It said if you had any COVID questions to call this number.
No, okay.
I'm
an idiot.
I'm sorry.
Prompt you? Yeah, what we do here, we pre-register y'all for the health department, the county that you live in, to
uh-huh.
help you get an appointment. So what I was doing, I was pre-registering you for Calhoun County Health Department, and Calhoun Health Department is going to call you set up a vaccine appointment date. So I'm sorry.
Oh, no, okay.
Okay, information. Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. Very long. I don't have the information, though. You want to know, let me see. You want to know about the you said coronavirus symptoms?
Well, I've been in contact with somebody who just tested positive. His test came back today that he was positive. So, now, everybody in our restaurant is, you know,
okay,
kind of freaking out.
Let me find it. First of all, I know when you got what you do got to do. You got to quarantine yourself for 14 days, no less than 10. I do know that much.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull the site up. We do got that on here. And, okay.
My only saving grace is that I'm a closing manager and he's a day shift manager. So it's not been physical touch come in contact, but we work in the same store. So I'm just trying to find out information, you know, and for everybody.
Anybody have been in close contact with anybody that had the COVID with symptoms or without symptoms? Need to quarantine themselves for 14 days. If any symptom, as in like a taste, fever, diarrhea, short of breath, need to go to the emergency room. in between them 14 days, if, you know, you're feeling fine, but you have to quarantine for 14 days, whoever have been in contact with a person who tested for COVID. So that's like anybody on that first shift who he have been around must quarantine themselves for 14 days unless they go to a doctor and take a test in 2-3 days and get the paperwork and come back showing that they not have it. That's the only way.
Okay. And does the health department give out those tests?
The health department give it out, but you got to get, like I was just doing for you, get you pre-registered for Calhoun County, and then they'll end up calling you to set up an appointment date and stuff for you. And or either you can go, like I think, to some of these doctors, like that little testing sites, like, you know, people that take blood for a job or urine for a job.
Yeah.
Okay, some of those counties do it. I don't know if, I know they're not free, but I don't know what type of insurance some of them might take.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but you, if you haven't been like in, and then he don't, the thing to get it this though, just because he tested yesterday with it, you don't know how long he have had it.
Right. That that was one of my other worries.
Yes. See, that's why they always say for a person to quarantine themselves, because just because I got called for the COVID today, that don't mean I didn't have it yesterday or the day before or the day before, you know, and you could have been in contact with him then. Just say you was in contact with him last week and he just not found it, he got it today, that don't mean he didn't, you know, he could have had it last week. So for you want to be safe on you, your family and stuff, I pretty much just kind of like, either you can go get checked or like quarantine yourself, you and your, you know, your family. Y'all wear masks around each other. They say lemon and water is good. It's awful, but it's good. And just, you know, make sure your kids or your husband or whatever, ask them about their symptoms. Just pretty much just kind of like just keep yourself safe. You keep yourself safe from them, you know. But if you don't, if you ain't feeling like you have it, and then sometimes you don't have to have no symptoms to have it.
Right.
So, yeah. So
yeah, I've heard a lot of people going back and forth on that.
So you don't even have to have a symptom to even know you have it. So to be on your safe side with you and your family, you just kind of like do the 6 feet, kind of like in your household, keep your mask on until you just basically get find out if you got it or not. You know, because sometimes we won't even know we got it. You know, you don't know sometimes. They said the symptoms you don't know, so it's different. It's different with different folks' bodies. So me tell you, just for you to protect yourself and your family, I would just kind of like, since you know you have been exposed or whatever, I wear a mask, kind of like keep husband, kids a little way, a little bit, not too much farther. But until you at least like go pay for a test, you can get either the emergency room. The emergency room tests you too. And there, I think you come back in like 2-3 days. So I'm not mistaken. I know there's free. So you can probably, yes, ma'am, you go to the emergency room and just let them know that you have been exposed to, you know, to a person or that had COVID and they were running tests on you, or just let them know that you have a common cold. Because sometimes I also heard this. If you go and say, I need a COVID test, I've been exposed. They said sometimes folks say you got COVID. I even heard that. And that's crazy. But
Just automatically assume.
Yeah, because you told them though, I need a test. I've been exposed around somebody, and they say they'll just, you know, they'll just say you got the COVID, just for you to quarantine yourself instead of them just saying, well, you don't have it right now, but I still think you should quarantine.
Yeah.
See, they don't put it to you like that. So either you can go to the emergency room, or you can just play it safe yourself around your house just by wearing a mask, drink the lemon. Regular raw lemon and water, you know, just play it by eye with your family, see who's feeling bad, see how you feel and stuff like that, or either, you know, see if you get a, you know, test to a doctor or something. They think they like 150, something like that. But anybody he have been a contact with on his shift, they need to quarantine before they mess up everybody in there. You see what I'm saying? Nice shift can be pretty much good because, y'all, like you said, you ain't working buck to buck with him. But that day shift, you know for yourself, they have contact with him.
Girl, it's fast food. I already know that they're going to, okay, well, we're going to just clean up and keep on going.
You know what to say, right? So to protect you and your family, just you know how to do. Like I just told you, keep yourself with your mask on until you find out yourself how you feeling, or do you feeling a different? Just for now, you like you wear a mask around everybody just to see what your how your outcome of feeling gonna be. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So that's pretty much it. Just play it safe, and then if you feel bad, the emergency room they do them free. You know, everybody, if you might not got insurance, but shoot, that's just a bill you have to pay. I'm going to get myself checked.
Right.
You know, that's how I'd do it if I was you. But I know that first shift that work on the shift with him, they need to be quarantined or go get some tests.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I sure do appreciate you, hon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you a lot.
I hope you have a great day.
I hope so with you also. I hope you feel better and don't get sick. Wear your mask.
Oh, no. I'm very strict on my crew at night.
You wear your
gloves, you wear your mask. We don't play that game.
Okay. So just kind of like keep your little shift away too much from that day shift and just, you know, hey, just tell first shift, y'all either got to give me some tests or either y'all got to quarantine 14 days. And I know if they want that check, they'll get themselves tested and come on back to work.
Yeah.
So just...
All right. Well,
okay.
I appreciate it, hon.
You
have a good day.
You do the same.